Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Estadio Olimpico.
It's so funny because I only think of something about Mario.
I know, that's what I was thinking too.
Did you build the Estadio Olimpico?
Oh, time to start maybe, you know, traveling in other circles and stuff like that. But I couldn't do that because that would be such an incredible hypocrite because I look back to my 40s when, how would I describe my 40s?
Everyone wakes up super early, might have had 4 hours of sleep, 5 hours of sleep, I don't know.
Are you the last one to get up?
Yes, but that's fine.
Okay. You know, there it is.
That's just what it is.
All right. Yeah, I know.
I'm a DJ.
Right. I know.
So
comes out in his boxers. Scratching.
What's up? What's everybody up for?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. We have reunited with the whole gang is here. Oscar is back from South America. Mac is here. Charlie Burney was here a minute ago.
Yes.
Stopped into the studio, and we are looking forward to the travel log recap of Oscar. And speaking of Oscar, as any of you who listened to yesterday's show will know, I was concerned because I came in here yesterday and kind of got off the rails because my one question was... Well, you could set it up more, Rob.
Okay.
As far
yeah.
as what happened yesterday.
I saw some right? scuttlebutt when I got off the plane this morning about something that happened.
Turn him up, please, for me a little bit, please,
you bet.
Guys.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You.
So when Mike, we started the show, and his first question was, and we had a full show plan, we're ready to go, and his first question was, when is Oscar coming back? And I said, well, I assume tonight, because he said he would be here on Wednesday
yeah,
morning.
My calendar said out of office, and then in office today.
Right. And so I said, well, that's good. You know, and I take him at his word. Wednesday, he said he's going to miss four shows, did all the math, said that means he'd be back this morning. And so you were not, and you said, but have you talked to him? I said, we swapped an email, one email on Friday.
What it was my connection. I have purposefully not bothered him in South America because I just wanted to, you know, I got the impression when he didn't come on the show the other day that this was a detach from the show and all that. So yeah, when I got yes. in, I was
can
looking.
I just, can I add a caveat? Just
yes,
it actually wasn't an impression. It was a statement that I made after I came back from Boston, my last trip. I said, "Guys, I love you, but I'm no longer going to do shows when I go away because I realized that you know getting away is important."
Okay,
and I think that's a good rule.
Yes.
for all of us.
All right,
I think that's a good rule. So I purposefully did, maybe subconsciously, I remembered that, mm-hmm. and I wasn't going to... But the bottom line is, at Podville, Rob is there with your wife,
mm-hmm.
and foolishly, I thought that there might be some kind of update in that all I got from Rob was, well, I think he's been speaking with Shannon regularly, and I forgot...
Well, no, I knew that she had, because when
yeah,
I
you
was...
you said that
I was
me.
I talked to her every day.
Yeah, I was meeting with Shannon. I said, how's Oscar? She said, he's great.
But I literally talked to Shannon multiple times a day while
yeah.
I was down there.
She said
and
every
due
day.
Due to the cryptic nature, and it was to Rob and I, we both agreed, it was not clear what was, you know, really... happening when you were going to be down there. So there's been a little angst about
cryptic.
You know, cryptic is not knowing what was exactly happening down there. And so,
okay,
with
let me
Medellin
ask you, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
You guys asked me, and I'm sorry, I don't have this is the first time I'm hearing of this. So,
right.
My apologies.
I'm recapping what happened great. Yesterday morning.
You all asked me what we were going to be doing in Medellin, as I've been.
How do you pronounce it?
Medellin.
Oh,
Medellin.
Okay. Medellin. Like Ibiza.
Yes.
Not Ibiza.
The Castilian pronunciation.
Medellin. And I said, I am a guest. I don't know. I'm going to find out when I get there.
Perfect.
Yes.
And that was the cryptic nature of it, not knowing what's going on. So,
well,
you know.
Cryptic insinuates sinister.
Yes.
Oblivious.
No, I don't think it does.
Oblivious.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course it does.
You think cryptic is sinister?
All right, let's just move on.
Oblivious, or hey, America's guest.
Yeah.
Different.
Oblivious means you don't know what's going on.
I don't. And
you're
it's
down
my,
there.
My older brother said,
and you're down there.
We got
but
you.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, so flash forward to yesterday, mm-hmm. and I'm simply looking for the last I knew was what the missing four shows. I'll be back on Wednesday. And I said, so with flights and with everything going on, and I think Oscar will have some flight information.
Yes, I will.
For us,
mm-hmm.
The. I was concerned, and of course, I should know by now that if I care about what's happening and where you are and when you're coming mm-hmm. in and what's no one else will care, and that's what derailed me, because I was in here and I wasn't getting any, I mean, there was no more engagement regarding what your schedule was. There was no communication, because I guess, you know, it affects me more than it affects anybody else. I was looking forward to you coming back in. For content, for having the show back together. Mm-hmm. And so, am I leaving anything out, font of information?
I do believe the one thing that was, we kept coming back to, and I was kind
you
of
gotta
on
bring
the,
your volume up too. For some reason, the okay. volumes are all down for me.
Today. Okay, I'll fix that. But the one thing that we kept sort of finding is that it kept rearing its head that when you called in during the bonus show,
yes,
you didn't go on the air.
Yes.
And that was...
That concerned you more than it concerned
well,
me.
Well, that was a mysterious factor, I thought.
Well, I added it to the sinister nature.
Okay.
You but, can't, you know, I'm in the middle of a very high-level negotiation. Shannon, I cannot talk to them right now. And then
and so we, when we
the
sent,
lioness music.
And so we sent Mac out to ask if Shannon knew anything, and she was too busy to even answer yes or no.
And at that point, I'm like, all right, F it. I'm not going to get any information. I'm not going to know what's going on. And I resigned myself to the fact that I was not going to reach out. I was goddamn not going to reach out. And of course, at the end of the show, I'm still thinking about it, and I reach out. And when I reach out, I get immediate satisfaction, and I slept like a baby last night. Because Oscar says, just landed in Miami. I said, did you have a blast? I said, I hope you had a blast. Safe travels. He said, mm-hmm. just landed in Miami. Trip of a lifetime. Can't wait to tell you guys about it in the morning. I'm just like, I breathe a sigh of relief on multiple levels.
Right.
All right. The level of that, because somehow in my brain with the history of the location and, you know, kidnappings and all that, I'm relieved. And then also regarding the show, all right, back to normal.
Yes.
The schedule's back. And I'm completely at ease. But what it was from, and Rob and I got back on track yesterday, but Jesus Christ, it was, you understand, it was from. And then Rob gave me a couple of the traditional now wows that I really, that really set me up for being the Uber monster, where it's like, wow, you're an insane monster. That wow is what that tells his minions out there. And so I was getting torpedoed at that point, too, with the victimhood, and I was just, and I'm still pissed off about it, to be perfectly
okay,
honest with you.
Just to clarify a couple of things, and
yes.
Because I did get out of an ops meeting just a couple minutes ago, and two things. One, with respect to you, Mike.
Yes.
I love you. If, like, Max should never interrupt Shannon again, for unless the building's on fire. Not necessary.
Not my fight. Have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. Don't know what's
correct.
Happening.
But when you made him go interrupt her while she was in the middle of a production,
mm-hmm.
that can't. Ever,
I had no idea
that can never
was,
happen again.
I had no yeah, idea he yeah. was up, but I don't care because it doesn't affect me. But I won't. You know, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
What I'm saying is, yeah. I know you don't care, but I'm yes. letting you know that will never happen again because he
okay.
will not go and do that because he just has been told not to. Not to listen to you and to defer to Podville. So
hey, more
that's
respect.
One.
There we
one
go.
Deal.
Okay.
One deal. Because he works at the pleasure of Podville and not for us.
Right.
So, you know, that's just the way that works. So Mac, as we discussed, can't do that again. One.
Understood.
Thank you. Two, Rob doesn't care about where I am because I'm Rob's boss. And he's like, the boss will come and go as he pleases. You care about me because we're business partners. And you're the only reason that that's really, I mean, you were friends, but we're business partners. So I get you caring about me. You can reach out to me anytime. This guy will never reach out to me. He doesn't reach out to me and I'm right down the hall. You should know this about him.
I should.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if so, all things being equal, reach out to me anytime. I love you. I'm available. And if I'm not, and if I'm a dark zone, I will look at my email or text as soon as I can get to somewhere. Bottom line. But what I didn't want you to do is feel like you were being left out or squared out or something weird was happening.
Well, that was, if I can be perfectly honest, as far as the whole Medellin thing, that was a, you know, that was a source of material. But the, then the actual, you know, not knowing what was going on, you know, and I did reach out and you got right back to me. I guess the timing was good with that.
After the
fact. But at the same time, you know, with that going on, I was, and I think I made reference to it, that there was another production going on. And, you know, and I guess we're not interrupted when we're doing our production.
No one. I tell them not to come in.
I don't think we've ever been interrupted. I tell people. So that is completely valid.
To leave people, when we're working on a show, leave people working on the show alone in case it's an emergency.
That's water under the bridge. And that was that. We get back. Would you like to add anything or not?
Well, I think you guys have settled it down. I mean, it's.
Okay, so moving right along.
I really miss this, let me tell you. This is this is great.
I've been living it by myself, pal. I've been living it by myself.
Yes.
So, and that's part of the reason, too, okay? Business partners aside, you know?
Yes.
It's just having a little gasket, you know, of concern, of opinion, of that type of thing. Because right now, I'm this close! Anyway, getting back. I really am. I am. So flash forward to today.
Yes. Right.
Last night, text was, trip of a lifetime, look forward to seeing you in the morning and talking about what happened.
Yes.
I arrive, 9 a.m. taping.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oscar's not here. I said, is he in? And I always have to ask, do I not, Rob?
Yes.
I always have to ask, is he in the building? Because you certainly won't volunteer it, ever. I always ask. I said, is he in the building? Because he's one of the guys that helps us start the show.
Yeah.
And this is, once again, where the top of my head.
Had he been in the building, I would have volunteered it.
Maybe. Sometimes he just rolls in when he rolls in, and we don't talk about it. But if he's not in the building,
well,
you don't
say
he's not in the building.
Well, I mean, if I haven't seen him, I can't say that he's in the building.
Rob, you never volunteer it, Rob.
Okay.
You never volunteer
clearly,
it.
Okay. I think we take it for granted, in fairness to Mike, that we're all here and he's there.
Precisely.
That's true.
So he doesn't see people walking around. He doesn't know what's going on. So, he needs details. Bottom line.
Then, 10 minutes, normally there's a text or something, 15 minutes. I have a doctor's appointment at 11:30, and I said, and then Charlie Burney comes in here. At this point, we're reaching out to you, to your wife, to find out. And this is when I said, well, I immediately perceived that if there was something really bad, and I'm talking about, you know, the really bad stuff, we would have heard something.
News.
But the fact that Shannon is not available either is very, very, very strange. And she doesn't reach out as well.
Especially since, I mean, they were in two different locales. I mean, it's not like if it had been a delayed flight, that would have affected her.
This was an anomaly. It just was. I was on the tarmac about to take off to get to BWI. And there was a massive storm in Miami. And we hear, you can hear thunder through, you know, when you're in a plane. But this is violent. And then the plane stops on the tarmac, and then nothing happens for about 10 minutes. And we're like, oh, man, I thought we were about to take off. And the guy gets on the radio, the pilot does, and says that it looks like the tower was hit by lightning. We have to taxi back to the gate. My flight's at 9 o'clock. I should have gotten in at 11:50.
Right.
9:10, it was taking off. And we get back to the gate. I was like, please, baby Jesus, let's not deplane. I'm ready to go home. We don't deplane. We sit there. No big deal. An hour goes by. 2 hours go by. Almost three. And they say, okay, they're going to let us go.
Let you fly.
Let you fly.
Okay.
I didn't get home till like...
Are you on the plane for 3 hours?
The whole
hours?
Time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
God, that's...
Have you ever been stuck on the tarmac like that, Mike? It's
I have.
The worst.
I have, but never... I have every possible configuration of But the really lengthy over an hour on a tarmac, never.
We got 5 hours
made those
once.
Trips up to like LaGuardia.
We did. Yeah, we got 5 hours once, and it's murderous.
So I get it. I did the same maybe roughly for five when I was in coach. My brother, remember, he sprung for first class. Being in first class for 5 hours was remarkably calming and relaxed.
Probably okay, right?
I banged out so many emails and so many issues that I thought I'd have to do this morning at work that it was fine. And I was also, timing-wise, because it's an hour, like, so I basically, it wasn't 9 o'clock in my body, it was 8 o'clock in my body, right?
Okay.
So I was like, as the hours went by, it was still early.
Sure.
Because in Colombia, you're just an hour, like, I guess,
it's central time. Okay.
So what time did you finally take off?
We took off roughly at midnight, got in at 2 something.
Oof.
And then had to get from BWI to DC.
I realized you're not coming into Nashville.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
So by the time I got in the house, door hit the key, was 4:20 a.m. And I was like,
yeah, time to smoke up.
I gave my wife a kiss, my dog a smooch, and then laid in bed. And then when I woke up, it was 10 a.m. And I said, oh my God. Or 10:30. I said, Shannon, what happened? She's like, oh my God. And like, we both jumped up.
Oh, she was asleep too?
She was asleep too.
Both of you were sound asleep.
Yes.
So we're over here, and it was what you might think it was with me going, oh, he's not late.
It was genuine worry.
I didn't do because we didn't know what the F was going on.
No, I would have been scared too, because that's like, that just doesn't happen. One of us maybe, but not the two of us.
The thing that I kept replaying is that you were at least stateside.
Yes.
You had made it to Miami, that was great.
I had made it.
But it was very, very off-putting to not be able to reach either of you.
I was also, Shannon was worried that I wasn't going to be able to make it home. So she was up late texting with me, trying to figure out like if she could
pick it up.
Out
too.
What? I'm sorry?
She went out too. So both of you were in dreamland.
Yeah.
We had Charlie Burney come walking in here, and we started, and he was worried.
Yes, very much so.
And it was,
I had a lot of texts of like, you know, hope you're not a dead body outline. We made it. Thank you for accommodating the schedule. My apologies for the heart attack, as some would say.
Well, I didn't want to do a show without you because I was so heavy promoting the fact
I can't wait.
And it was such a big part of the first part of yesterday's show. Down to Colombia, you just don't think it's going to be that. And when you told me trip of a lifetime, I was excited to get you in here and talk about it, because I just don't think anybody stateside really thinks of that part of the world where you would be able to have a trip of a lifetime. But it's what you said, and I certainly was surprised at that. It was really about 3 days, 3.5 days of being down there. So tell me, I have no idea where to start.
So first, remember just kind of the premise overall. My brother's great friend from residency when they're all doctors here.
Right.
Ended up moving down to Medellin and setting up roots. He's got like a beautiful girlfriend down there. They're set up. And my brother had gone and visited him 6 months ago with his wife and my nephew, Sebastian.
Which is
so
really
close.
Great. Because,
close.
Yeah, and it also means that he sort of knows the lay of the land.
Yes. But I also, before we left, we discussed this. I had my own kind of like conceptions of what Medellin was going to be about.
Right.
And I'm embarrassed to say that I was completely wrong. Because, you know, the Medellin that we think about is Narcos and Netflix and all those stereotypes.
Right.
And what I was met with was this beautiful culture of people and happiness, both wealthy and poor, this zest for life, Mike, that is palpable, and the opportunity to what, as you will see through these photos, was really like a convention and visitors bureau trip. As we were in like 4 different hotels.
They were just showing off for you.
Well, no, not for me. I'm the tag along.
But they were showing off.
I think showing off is different. I think the word is they were exposing us to different not just neighborhoods, but different areas of Medellin.
Okay.
That.
So when you were going down with some other friends of your brothers and you, the plan on the guy that lives down there was to kind of show you guys a part of the country that you hadn't seen before, or just show you Colombia.
Show us Colombia. Yes.
And experience that. That was the basic.
Correct.
And you didn't know that going. You didn't necessarily know that going.
No, I didn't want to hassle my brother.
Whether you might be in a house or hanging out.
Didn't know.
Out.
Didn't know. Okay. And the way that, I guess the relationship with my brother is he just gives me as much as information as I need to know. And I trust my brother. He's like, so I'm just going to, he told me what I should bring to wear. And that's all I need to know.
Okay.
Done.
All right. So you know your brother's not the personality where you want to grill him with questions beforehand.
Oh, he would not respond well to that.
So he'd have a tough time on this show.
Oh, my God. Because he doesn't answer to anybody. I answer to him.
Okay. So, all right. All right. I get it.
That's the power rankings. There's no equal. He's my older brother. In a Latin culture, he's the boss. Like, the oldest is the boss. My sister's the boss of my brother and I. My brother is the boss of me.
If your brother interrupted Shannon when she was in there taping that show yesterday, would that be okay?
No.
Just checking.
It would not be.
What if it was a Latin podcast studio?
Culture, yes.
Okay. Latin American, you mean?
Just any, I mean,
if
it could be Latin.
It might be Carpe Diem, seize the day, that type of thing.
Latino.
Caveat emptor.
Latino,
you know?
He means.
I misspoke. I misspoke.
Latinx.
So we have a series of photos that you took on your fabulous Colombian vacation. And that first shot, let's start with the first one.
Yeah, so we arrive, and one of his team members, my brother's friend, he says, look, we're waiting for your other, our fourth that's flying in from Los Angeles. Instead of staying at the airport, we'll take you to one of, his name's Mike, so I don't want to.
Did you imagine that the fourth was going to be like Zach Galifianakis?
I didn't know it was going to happen.
That's the alias. is Mike, but
no,
his
real name
was
Mike.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
His real name is Mike.
Tell the truth.
We're going to take him to one of his properties.
Okay.
And you guys can have a little lunch. We go to the property. It's close to the airport, and this is the view from a little seating area where we.
One of his properties, is it a restaurante?
Hotel restaurant.
Oh, so nice.
I happen to know that if you are playing Monopoly and you're able to put a hotel on your property, that means you've arrived. So that's a big. Is this from one of the hotels?
Yes, it's one of the hotels.
The amazing thing, Mike, they were traveling by Monopoly car. It was one of the little cars.
With a little dog.
Little dog and a shoe.
Take a picture of my brother and all his friends.
Oh, it's beautiful. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They're all
and very similar to the climate that I have down here in South Florida.
Yeah, it actually reminded me more of Los Angeles because there's no humidity.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
That's crazy.
Oh, because it's elevated.
Yeah. It's just beautiful.
Is it up in the mountains, though?
Yeah, it's a little mountainous. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Makes sense. But wouldn't you think it would be humid just by looking at the photo?
I would think,
this is more of a glamping resort.
Is that your room?
This is one of the rooms. Yeah, it's open. They have different setups for different rooms. And I was just taking pictures. I was so enamored. I was like, this is amazing.
Is this like ecotourism?
Yes. It was just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I see Oscar in the mirror there.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was like, this is surreal. Yeah.
Were there any minkies?
What's that?
Monkeys.
Oh, no. No wild animals.
Okay.
At least my purview.
I think when I see that, I think Costa Rica, where there's a lot of wildlife, you know?
An outdoor couch and a hammock. Why wouldn't you? Isn't that a lot of fun?
Well, right away. I mean, it's screaming relaxation.
Yeah.
R&R.
Yes.
You know?
So cool. So cool. And I had never seen anything like this in my life. So I thought it was interesting to take a lot of pictures.
And the temperature, would you say like what? Like 85 with low humidity? How hot was it?
Sometimes a little lower, 70s.
Wow, beautiful.
For this time of year.
International clientele for these properties?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
Absolutely. Just some different rooms.
That was Oscar's bed.
That was my bed.
That was Oscar's bed. I know that was Oscar's bed. Very nice.
Then,
is this the gang?
Yeah, we went out.
Look at this gang.
Look at all the thin waists.
We went out that night for dinner. This beautiful restaurant.
Oscar, you look scared in that picture. Is there any hesitation in your mind?
No, there's just you're seeing this. This is all from. This is straight from my phone.
Okay, so
there's no filtering. None of these
are
filtered.
This very shortly after you got there, you're doing this.
Yeah, we went out to eat. I thought the scale of this bar was tremendous.
Love
and beautiful.
It.
All right.
This is in downtown Medellin.
I used to drink. It's a nice bar.
Yeah, you know,
it's very cool. I like all the pictures. It's fun.
Right?
I like looking.
I think
at
I can
this.
Play.
Oh my
play
God,
on this.
Sushi like that.
And then they come
what's,
and like.
What's he serving there?
It's sushi and putting something. A flamethrower on the butter on top.
Oh, he's blackening it, sort of?
You can't go wrong. I was like, this is wonderful.
You don't think, you know, South America, you don't think Colombia with this kind of quality right here.
The cuisine was just gorgeous. Mm. And great food.
That's cool.
Just beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, Mike, you could make that with your new torch you got.
Yeah, I'd burn it.
Yeah. Oscar, you missed out that Mike bought a flamethrower.
I saw some pictures.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
What's that cocktail?
It was one of the signature cocktails. I just thought it looked nice and beautiful. So I was taking pictures of everything.
What is that, candied ginger on the top?
I didn't get that far. Okay. I didn't get that far.
Mm. Did you have that? Was that your drink?
No, I just had Jack Daniels and Pepsi, whatever they had available.
Nice.
You know.
Something's never changed.
Yeah.
That's right.
You rube.
So my brother and I taking pictures. We walked around. These are like real-time pictures. I saw this outside a restroom. I thought that was a great sign.
Stop thinking,
start drinking. Hell no.
Yes.
I might do that tonight.
So funny. And then as we went through, I started taking pictures. Like I was literally the photographer. There's minimal pictures of me.
All right, going through.
Yes. Because they're all
the
friends,
range,
right?
I know. Yeah. It's like being the dad.
Yeah, I was the
white
dad.
White t-shirt. Physician?
Plastic surgeon.
Middle black t-shirt. Physician?
My brother, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's Jose. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the left, kind of a maroon t-shirt.
Yes.
Physician?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
All medical people.
Yes.
By the way, you know, when you talk about Latin Americans down here, in Southwest Florida, there are so many people from South America, Central America, that are physicians. It's incredible.
Oscar's phone apparently has a portrait mode.
Yeah, it does. Of course, they all do. iPhones do.
you're the nice looking group of doctors.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
But I also know that they never get to see each other. It's been 10 years since they've been down. And by the way, our host hasn't arrived in the city yet because he was doing a business deal outside of the city.
So they're just taking care of you based on his word? Or you just showed up and they're...
And then a bodyguard picked us up.
Wow.
And then said, this is what we're doing this evening. El Señor Mike is running a little late because his flight is late from Morocco. And, but when he gets in, he'll join you.
That's
now,
great.
Now, when they were last together, were they in medical school or were they residents at that time?
They're in residence.
So okay. they're cutting loose because the last time they were all together, they were working their asses off.
Last time before that was my brother's wedding 12 years ago.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Very cool.
So,
very cool. Looks like everybody's pretty jacked for this and you're in a good joint, good food
safe.
And drink.
I felt less safe in La Paz, Bolivia. This is the safest place I felt in Latin America, period.
Really?
I was absolutely not just relieved pleasantly, but also I felt a little guilty about being a little scared going there.
No, you mustn't be.
No, I understand that you're thinking you're stereotyping.
Yes.
That's not, and you're very much against that. I know that. I feel the same way I do a little bit watching these, like I do when Rob is talking about one of his great concert experiences, because you're both good at allowing people to live vicariously through you with this, and that just looks like, that picture, for some reason, with the backdrop, it just looks like it's a very, very cool experience.
The guy in the back with the hat, do you think he was found guilty?
Of what?
Just being a jerk.
Why?
Because he looks like he's dressed. Look at you guys. You look so nice. And he's
Rob
there with a backwards
like the
hat.
Backwards hat.
I don't like a backwards hat.
I think that guy's cleaning up that table.
Oh, okay.
There was a dress code for all these places. So
okay, checking.
Yeah. So,
all right, let's move on.
That's my alarm. I don't know why it's in the pictures.
You could have used it today.
This is the house we stayed in.
With a pool table?
With a pool table, indoor, outdoor pool. Just absolutely gorgeous. It was strange taking pictures of people like just playing pool. But I thought it was such a beautiful
setup, right?
You're into it.
When they see those pictures, they'll be glad you took them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And then just different. This is a cocktail that was made. If I can hit play here.
Yeah.
That's at the bar?
At the bar.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's a pisco sour.
Oh, a pisco sour, yes.
One of my faves. One of my big time faves.
I didn't know you've had pisco sours before.
Love them.
I think it's important because they're like, oh, this is our specialty here. And and one of the guys ordered it, so we videotaped it.
Oh, my God. He
lit the bar on fire, Mike.
Yeah. The presentation is gorgeous. He just lit the bar on fire with some alcohol. He's dotting it. What it looks
I
like
am
a type
so
of bitters.
Envious. Look at that. Are you mindful?
Yes.
When this is your first night, correct?
Yes.
Are you mindful of? I would be. I don't know if we're the same. Mm-hmm. In the back of the mind, I would just be going, you're here with all these fabulous overachieving physicians.
Right.
And don't, you know, whatever you do, don't cross that edge. Don't go over that line as far as intake of alcohol.
Oh, they don't drink like we drink in the States.
Okay.
They all like to drink.
Explain that.
Like,
you mean the people of Medellin?
Just my brother's friends. They don't really drink.
Because they've got to.
They'll sit. They'll sip.
They've got to operate in the morning.
That won't be finished. They'll sip on it. They'll like I think I had that night two drinks.
Okay, so that answers
because
my question.
I didn't want to be the guy and be like, oh, just bring me the bottle.
All right. I would have been the same way.
Yeah,
I would have been the same way. You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to play by the rules.
It would have, even at my advanced stage, it would have taken every fiber of my being. Not with the drugs I'm on. And the physicians could relate to that. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, because they don't, right. Like, and I think I've said this before, my brother really doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, I got to follow his lead. I don't want to embarrass him.
Yeah.
Any of the docs?
No.
Because I come from a medical family and I will tell you, that rule was broken among the physicians.
And I don't think it's because of their. I don't know if it's because of they are. They're not doctors. In my life, that this crew had never been like a big drinking crew.
Mm. Yeah. See, my cousin, who's the son of my uncle, didn't. The son doesn't do it that much. You know. You know. I've never seen him really sloppy. But the uncle. Oh.
Sure.
Fair enough.
The uncle and my old man.
This is how dorky I am.
Hi.
Mike arrives that evening. He actually, his flight was delayed.
Great
coming
man.
In.
Yeah.
So he said, guys, I'll meet you at the house. Come on in, but I hit the hay.
This is the house with the pool table.
Yes. Meet you at the house. Come on in, but I'll see you in the morning. I need to rest up so I can hang out with you guys tomorrow. Like I'm jet lagged.
He's not. Oh, so he walks in and he gets out of there.
It just goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
He sends a text. He's like, hey, like, I'm sorry. I just got to go to bed, guys, so I can actually hang out with you guys tomorrow or I'll be a zombie.
Because he's totally white.
He's white from this trip.
He's from Morocco. So, yeah.
So then we wake up in the morning. They wake up. Everyone wakes up super early.
Mm-hmm.
Might have had 4 hours of sleep, 5 hours of sleep. I don't know.
Are you the last one to get up?
Yes, but that's fine.
Okay.
You know,
there it is.
That's just what it is.
All right. Yeah, I know.
I'm a DJ.
All right. I know.
So
comes out in his boxers, scratching.
What's up? What's everybody up for?
All right. So we go by one of Mike's offices, and because the guys wanted to see like what he built,
right?
They want to see one of his offices, and this is just a couple of the pictures, and I'm just taking pictures of the brackets on how they're hanging TVs through glass, and I was like, this is amazing. It's not really, you know, next gen engineering, but
okay. So it's on a big metal frame.
Yes, yes. But
that's pretty cool.
Usually in the States, we just do it on a wall, right?
Right.
But this allows for two sides.
Looking at something I would want.
Yeah.
In here.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It'd be awesome.
So fantastic. I thought that was cool. This is, I think, a tour of the place. If this is video, no, it's not video.
So you took a picture of the plant?
No, well, there's other stuff, but
okay.
That looks like a waiting room.
This is
on a patio.
So then his business partner was supposed to come meet us. And he's like, well, we'll just come to your place. He had just purchased this place. It's a two-story penthouse on one of the towers. So we went over to his place. We all hung out on the couch. Well, they, you know, just talked and said hello. And just the view of the city, I thought was pretty.
The view of the city, to me, is reminiscent of Hawaii with the mountains and the palm
wood. It's gorgeous.
Like palm trees? Yeah. Gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous.
So far, I see this is a stag trip.
Yeah.
Are there any like cocktail waitresses? Are there any cocktail waitresses, Fredo?
Two at a time.
I'm a DJ. I can't help myself.
Yeah, I mean, look,
with that. Where are the Russian hookers? Come on.
Oh, the Russian ones.
I'm not blind to what is possible in any city when you go to it.
Yes, of course. You're driving along and you're looking out the window.
But this was not the squad or crew.
Right.
That was going to expose us to any of that.
Okay.
In a way, as you get older, though, I mean, really, isn't that kind of refreshing?
Did anyone ever even at least within like being like, I wish we could. Not that, like, no, it was we were guests of their friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind enough to bring us out and show us around.
I was almost going to say to you at your age. At your age, don't you, feel as though, it's time to start maybe, traveling in other circles and stuff like that. But I couldn't do that because that would be such an incredible hypocrite. Cause I look back to my 40s when, how would I describe my 40s?
Well, Mike, what you're envisioning is when you get to the hotel, it becomes the White Lotus.
Carla, very true.
Who pooped
very
in my
true.
Suit there?
Oh my God!
What a beautiful view, though. The mountains and the city. It's pretty. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break right here.
Okay.
While Oscar's getting his photos together, and we will come back and finish up with the Medellin travelogue and any other things he wants to throw in there. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back after this with more of Oscar's trip to Colombia. Let's talk about Chime, people. Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime sweeps in with its secured Credit Builder Visa credit card. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores. Safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments, no annual fees, and no credit check to begin. It's your passport to Visa-accepted spots, all while bolstering your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Your credit's a big deal, so build yours up with Chime. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 qualified direct deposit. To get started, start at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. All right, we're in the middle of Oscar going through his computer. With
travelogue.
The travelogue photos.
Okay.
Any standout moments for you on this trip?
This penthouse and this view.
And then you're in the same one you saw where all the guys sitting around.
Wow. Look at this.
It's beautiful.
What you said, what you glossed over, that's crazy. It's a two-story penthouse?
Yes.
That's nutty.
Carved out. Now, I'm looking around at the city, and the city appears to me to be kind of carved out of the jungle. Would that be accurate?
This is a valley. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So it's really surrounded by, and it's probably why, you know, there's so much rural activity around there, a lot of farming.
You know what I don't see as I look over the city is a pickleball court.
This is the Jersey. They're filming the Jersey Shore in Medellin, and that's the Jersey Shore house underneath this penthouse.
Oh, the pink one?
Yes.
is Medellin, and by the way, I hope I run into somebody from South America or Colombia so I can say, have you been to Medellin? And that's just
don't know. It's like you've been there.
It's
code.
I learned how to pronounce Budapest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Budapest is such a beautiful city. Did you? The question I had regarding this, you have a sense right away of a city that is much more sophisticated than you.
Oh my God!
Again, thought in the beginning.
I was embarrassed on what I was experiencing,
right,
and what my expectations were.
And with a show like The Jersey Shore shooting in Medellin, why there? I'm just amazed.
Get into it. I just saw I saw the film crew walking around shooting the show. I was
Mike,
like, this
because
is
it is a lot like Seaside Heights in New Jersey.
Yeah, just Snooki, you know, running through the.
No,
you know,
I would
city.
Say, you know what I would predict is that, you know, they've had a pretty good pulse on what's going to be hot soon at MTV. And I would
and
think
Oscar,
that's the
you
reason.
Mentioned before, he mentioned before the show. You see this.
I feel like the city's
kind
on the
of
precipice.
Exploding.
Yeah. Okay. I would think that's probably
for
the reason.
For like the tourism side of the hospitality and tourism.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I, so that night we go to.
That is a fantastic picture of you two.
We go to dinner. And this is what's also compelling. We talk about not having friends here, you know, just because of as a byproduct of who we are and how polarizing we can be. These expats all know each other there, and they all like go together in this wonderful, like with their wives and families.
Now, when you say expats, I want to make sure we've got this right. Are you talking about Americans that now live down there?
Mm. Yes.
So,
and there's like a network?
Yes.
Wow.
Is there a group of people that are expats there that
do business together?
That do business down there? Okay. All right.
So,
I get it.
So Mike tells us that, you know, we're all going to this restaurant and then we're going to a concert that night. So like everything is the time. Then we're going to go do this, like quick shower, go, let's move.
Successful guy, planner.
Yes.
He knows how to plan stuff.
Of course.
We get there and the top floor of this beautiful new restaurant is full with all of Mike's colleagues and business associates and families because we're all going to get on this luxury bus afterwards and go to the Estadio Olimpico.
It's so funny because I only think of something about Mario.
I know, that's what I was thinking. It's not too.
Did you build the Estadio Olimpico?
It's not called the Estadio Olimpico, but it's a stadium in Medellin. I just
the
said
soccer
Estadio
stadium
Olimpico.
In Medellin.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yes,
huge.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
We will go and watch this Romero concert, which is basically Drake in Latin America.
See, I thought it was Cesar Romero. I was so disappointed.
He's
so,
dead, Dom. Dead.
But it was nice to see this crew of, like, you know, 20 guys.
Yeah.
And girls. They all know each other. They work together. They go out together. It was just...
So when you boarded the luxury cruiser, yes, the vibe had to be sensational.
Oh, it's sensational.
And what age group are we talking? Is it a variety, wide variety of different ages?
Wide variety. Anywhere from early 30s to... early 60s.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
But you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Okay, very
so
good.
I just took this quick video outside the stadium where if, you know, for me, it was more like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, we're outside the stadium walking in.
Stadium in the middle of downtown?
I couldn't even tell you where, Mike.
Okay,
because
you're being hauled in a bus.
Yes,
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we walked to a red carpet area.
A literal red carpet.
Yeah. And this is where the players come out of the tunnel traditionally, but they've made a red carpet as we're walking through with our entire crew. And
this is at a stadium, Mike. There's a red carpet with chandeliers there.
Wow.
I mean, that is...
I see it.
Stuff.
I see
and
it.
Then,
I'm looking at it.
So we're walking through, and I don't know what we're going to walk out to. I'm not even sure. I just was like, there are chandeliers in this tunnel.
Yeah.
What if you walked into the middle of the stadium floor? Kill them! I don't know.
You and have then, to fight the lion.
So it's always a movie for me.
Press
These
event.
Are some Americans. We're going to kill them now.
And so that's the thing. You would think that, but I didn't feel like we were in danger.
Okay.
That's so cool.
It was safe. I knew we were going through a VIP place.
Yeah.
We're about to walk out and...
Very cool video. I like this.
Yeah.
I really do.
And for me, it's a matter of just like kind of taking it all in and figuring out like...
Are we going up the stairs into the stadium now?
Yeah.
I want to see this. I hope you held the video through this part.
Of course, he knows what he's doing.
All right. So you
this
walk
is the
out.
Reveal.
You hear the music.
All right, I'm looking.
You hear the music, right?
So that would be where the players would take the field if they are playing a match. So this is the place to be. Oh, my God. Look at that. Huge stage.
I take it you didn't have crappy seats for the concert.
No, we were right next to the stage.
Okay.
And this is the thing. There's bottle service next to the stage.
A lot of booze for a bunch of doctors that don't drink.
No. Yeah, for us, yes.
Yeah.
They're like, is there a Red Bull lady?
Because you all wanted your caffeine drinks.
We were, Mike, this was at midnight. We thought the concert was going to start at 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We took two of us fell asleep on the bus out to the stadium.
Yeah. Because your schedule, you're not used to this.
No.
That is traditional in the culture, I think, that it goes well into the evening,
we
right?
We did not know that.
Yeah.
We thought the concert would be done at midnight and we'd be in bed by 1.
Yeah.
So, just some other... Can I get back to the next one? What just happened here? Let me just make sure.
The video stopped playing.
Okay, so then here goes. We're here. And then I've got this guy here. Give me 2 seconds.
Of course. So the stadium, I mean, that is... A huge stadium. I'm guessing probably 90 to 100,000.
I disagree.
Mike, now don't be difficult.
I always disagree when you say obvious things.
Back to the photos. Okay, so great. You saw us walk into the stadium, right?
Right.
What I loved is just this passion for... We go to American concerts, not everybody's singing all of these songs and their anticipation and showmanship of like the light show in front of you and what people are expecting is just absolutely glorious. Everybody's holding their phones at this huge stadium.
That. Yeah.
And this is a wildly popular individual.
Yes,
probably the headliner.
But even, I don't know, it's just you felt the love where I just hadn't felt anything like this before.
That's beautiful.
That is
really gorgeous.
So... You're there. Oh, yeah. This is nice. I could see concerts in the States. It's no big deal. There's no real difference here. And we're having a great time. Yada yada. And then in the middle of this concert, they put a fireworks show on, which is probably not legal in the States because it's right above your head.
Yes. Right.
But look at this thing.
That's showmanship right there. That's
this
awesome.
This is in Colombia on Oscar's wonderful Odyssey. And
on my iPhone.
It's incredible.
It really is. It's spectacular.
And this wasn't even the finale. This was in the middle of the concert.
This is the middle of the concert. This is like 2 a.m.
2 a.m. they're doing this. They'd have a condo near the stadium. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We literally went. We didn't get home till like 5 a.m. exhausted.
Right.
Wow.
And then we wake up and they're like, okay, let's go to, we're going to drive 2.5 hours to another resort that I own at the lake.
Wow.
You sleep in the car?
Slept in the car. Here's a bunch of pictures. There's another glamping resort.
Yeah.
And then it's jet ski and wakeboarding time. There's my brother and I, because I was scared to drive the jet ski.
I was going to say, no injuries, I hope.
And they were flying out into the mountains because we're taking the jet skis and the boats to another hotel that that Mike owns on the other side of the lake.
You go to one hotel, and then you take jet skis to another hotel?
And boats to the other hotel.
Does this man, like, own the country of Colombia?
He's been there for a few years. He's been investing.
Holy Moses. Wow.
Look at the mountains.
It's beautiful.
I'm still flummoxed that you're traveling by jet ski. There's not normally a destination.
Can I ask you anything? Are you having to pony out any Benjamins while you're there at all, or is it all kind of like taken care of?
It's taken care of.
You're in dreamland. You're in dreamland. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just there's
exciting.
There's multiple jet ski videos. Not many of me because I was taking other people's, but
right.
But yeah, just yeah, it
that
was
could
fun.
Be Lake Anna, as far as I'm concerned. That could be Lake Anna.
That's this is why you are who you are.
I know. Yeah. I mean, well, no, I liked it up until it's jet skiing.
Look at this house. Whoa, not that.
By the way, there will be jet skiing down here.
Look at this house.
Oh my, is that his?
No, but that house just sold for how much, you think? It looks like Tony Stark's house.
Yeah, it does.
$25 million.
That house, $980,000. That's the cost.
It looks like a compound.
That's the cost of living.
Looks like it's 12,000-15,000 square feet.
I bet that changes in the next couple of years.
You're going to ask me how much did you pay for like a dinner down there?
Yeah, like a 5-star meal.
A 5-star meal, dinner for four, less than $200, including drinks.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that why there's so many expats down there too?
Yes. The cost of living.
Are there retirees down there?
Yes.
People retire down in Colombia because they talk about that all the time, where people can go.
Absolutely. That's me.
Hey, you did one solo run?
I got one. Someone got one of me, and it's not even me in action. It's just me.
Floating. Floating on a jet
doing
ski.
Nothing.
Out there in the middle of the lake going, I can't do it.
Doing nothing. Doing nothing.
Throw me the keys.
Oh, this is another.
Help.
Look at these homes.
These are lakeside homes.
Yes.
Waterfront property. Yes.
They look very Frank Lloyd Wright-ish.
How about a new base of operations for the Mike O'Meara?
Blown away. And then I got a lot of food pictures for you guys.
Attaboy.
Yeah. So this is probably the best one to do.
Ooh, a butterfly
and healthy
tomahawk
food,
steak.
Too.
Yeah.
It looks like very
all fresh
and very healthy.
Yeah. Fresh and healthy.
You were wined and dined for 3 days.
It's like a trip of a lifetime, Mike. Trip of a
whirlwind.
Lifetime.
It sounds whirlwind to me.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you stay at one of these hotels when you're out there?
Yeah, we stay there that night. That's a dog I saw. And then I like taking pictures of the dogs.
You can get that dog for under $20.
My Fall Vacation by Oscar Santana.
Massage table.
A little video.
Yeah, just because I wanted to make an Instagram video for them.
Wow.
We could do.
Oh, it's
did
great.
You get massages?
I did, right next to my brother. It was great.
Fantastic.
And then that's
especially
that's
if you were
it.
Out late the night before.
Beautiful trip.
That's wonderful.
Now the country. I think South America, I think Colombia, I think tropical, whereas that looks like just a mountainous region with big trees and all of that, and absolutely beautiful. Lasting memories of this, anything that you talked about, the overall feeling of happiness.
This is a love letter to Medellin.
Okay.
The people are like, their happiness and their zest and joy for life is infectious. The way that that you just hear singing all the time, you like you can hear people singing, like you're not even part of it though. Like the people that work at the hotel are just like walking by singing. Like it's just such a natural disposition.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to get too heavy on this subject, but when you're hearing Rob had a story the other day, or maybe I forgot, where we were talking about the overall malaise that we are in here, and someone was talking about
exhaustion.
The fact that in Europe, there's a great stand-up routine where somebody said, America is the Florida of the world. And it was so funny because they're talking about just the unhappiness quotient where people are, you know, we're so divided and we're so hating on each other. And it just, perhaps that they are not burdened with that in Colombia. Well, now, they certainly are in other countries in South America.
Certainly.
But in Colombia, it seems to be okay.
First, let me say this. If you feel like taking a trip to Colombia, please reach out to me. I want to be an ambassador for what I believe is a wonderful and safe city to visit. Like anywhere traveling internationally, you know, you have your best practices, and that doesn't change. But for your dollar and your investment and your investment into your vacation, and if you want to feel some more welcomed, and you get a welcome, people aren't like ugly Americans are here. No, they're like, they want you to come. They right. want okay. you to visit. They good welcome to, you with yeah. like
and
open arms.
And they've gotten a bad rap, obviously, because
and
of all the stuff.
They are
the
working
stuff.
Extremely hard to take what's going to probably still take decades, but take that veneer of narco,
yeah.
Escobar, you know, just cartel persona away from that life in that town. And this trip felt more like a convention and visitors bureau trip. More of that than hey, let's go hang out with my brother's friends.
Okay.
And that's I don't know if cool. that was by design, but it was effective because my eyes were so open, not just to how far our dollar can go to, but also the idea that you know, a country that has suffered, Mike, you talk about suffering, why they're just a country that's suffered under this oppression of cartels for decades.
Right.
And violence that used to be there 20 years ago. Like we think we've suffered. Maybe right. they have suffered so much that they're like, you know what, it can't get worse.
Did you get yeah. into any political discussions? And when I say political, did you get into any social awareness discussions about where Colombia is now compared to where it was?
Yes.
Was that did that
I was
ever
actually
come
that's
up?
The one thing I was very clear with where I said you know, I was honest. I was to one of the gentlemen there that lived there. I said, "I'm sorry, I didn't expect any of this. I'm a little emotional about how wonderful I feel because the love that your people show for visitors is just overwhelming."
And there's optimism.
And there's optimism
as far as the future.
And they say that this renaissance into tourism and having people come visit and not be scared to visit has completely changed the economy. In Medellin.
Well, I live yeah. in a state. I live in a state that lives on it.
Yeah. yeah.
There are many, many places around the world that live on it, and more power to them. That's great. It's a happy ending. It's
yeah.
an optimistic
I love it.
Story. I'm
I
glad
love
you
it.
Had a fantastic time. And you know, if
you ever
want
to go, like if you ever want to go as like a team trip, mm-hmm. I'd love for you. We would have a fantastic time.
I would not that the way you have described it and the pictures I've seen, it looks like an absolutely gorgeous.
And look, this is
place
unfiltered. This is straight from my phone, imported right before the show.
Oh, we watched
so
him
you
do
saw
it.
Like
yeah.
every single like this is not like, hey, this is the best place.
Yeah.
I will not sip that drink though. I'll slam it. That's the way I'll do it. Because I'm a happy guy. I like that. We'll take
I'm
a break.
I'm a happy guy.
I am a happy guy. I'm a very happy guy. Anything to get out of the state of Florida for just 10 minutes, please.
A 10-minute trip to Colombia?
You know, and I always thought this was paradise. What an ass. Anyway, we'll take a break. And when I come back, we will have the round table.
Nice.
Lots of stuff going on in the world right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, I got to rewind this. Sorry about that. My sincere apologies. This will take a little bit of time. Because,
take your time.
We've been doing a lot of things.
Naturally. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Fantastic. Liquid IV is what I want to tell you about. Liquid IV, ladies and gentlemen. Liquid IV, proper functional hydration, essential. Liquid IV, the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Their hydration multiplier is just the best. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down in the afternoon, after a night out with friends, or on long flights. With just one stick, you can hydrate 2 times faster than water alone. Plus, get essential vitamins and 3 times the electrolytes as leading sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors To keep your hydration routine exciting, feel amazing while making a global impact, join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. They have donated 39 million servings across 50 countries because they care. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or can I suggest you go to our website and get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Release the Kraken! Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Bijou Phillips has filed for divorce from Danny Masterson less than 2 weeks after he was sentenced to 30 years to life for the rape of two women. Bijou's attorney released a statement that's kind of interesting.
Okay.
It says, quote, Ms. Phillips has decided to file for divorce from her husband during this unfortunate time. Her priority remains with her daughter. This period has been unimaginably hard on the marriage and the family. Mr. Masterson was always present for Ms. Phillips during her most difficult times in her life. Ms. Phillips acknowledges that Mr. Masterson is a wonderful father to their daughter. So it's strange. It's kind of, look, it's probably the way these things really go.
Isn't the timing a little weird? Because he's been suspected for a long time.
Well, I think she stood by him in the trial, and they started dating in 2004, got married in 2011.
That's a long marriage.
And I think the book
yeah.
on her is that she has been side by side throughout all of this. But, you know, I would imagine that type of thing, tough to bounce back from.
Yeah, sure.
So you know, it's a drag. And I feel bad for her. I really do. She didn't do the terrible things. Vanna White, ladies and gentlemen, will be turning those expensive letters for just a bit longer. She extended her run through the 2025-2026 season. So she is going to make the transition when Ryan Seacrest comes in and replaces Pat Zajac as host. There's no word on how much Vanna's making. Oh, come on, journalists, do your job.
I know what she was making.
She was making $3 million.
Right, and they say, is it going to be the same or more, do they say?
They said it's going to be more, significantly more. Her agent went for that. You know, she's got a short shelf life. She's very, you know, she's older.
Yeah.
But she's been doing it for 18 years
yes.
and kind of was in a holding pattern while Pat Zajac was making vastly
yes.
more money. But he, am I going to get people pissed off? He does the work. He does more of the work.
He does.
I mean,
but
if
Merv
you're
found her.
About that,
Merv found her, and do you know why he hired her?
Merv. Out.
Because he says people with big heads look good on television.
She's one of the big-headed pixie-like
body. She's a big-headed pixie body, yeah, sure.
Wow. It's very odd that, you know, she's not, I don't know if she was asking for Zajac money, but, you know, look.
Wouldn't we all
blessed.
Love to have Zajac money?
They're guys. Both blessed. I mean, $3 million a year to press letters and work
not,
2 days,
whatever
2 weeks
is,
a month?
It's enough.
It's enough. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Yes,
I'm not
yes.
worried about her at all. A viral hack claims putting a clove of garlic in your toilet at night will leave your bathroom smelling better.
Well, my bathroom doesn't smell. I clean it.
Yeah, and also, it's not like it's going to be a heavy stink hanging overnight.
I clean my bathroom, and then I once every month or so, I have it professionally cleaned, so my bathroom is... you know, Bristol.
Where do you put
the
clove? In the tank?
I think you put it in the actual bowl.
Oh, probably. So it's not an upper decker.
Oh. Here's the recipe.
It is.
Peel one clove, drop it in the bowl, fill it with Kraft baby marshmallows.
It's like you're making a stew.
And let it soak. Another fantastic stink reduction source from Kraft. No, you let it soak in the bowl. That's what it says.
Do you have to peel it? You said just now peel it.
Peel one clove,
okay.
And you're supposed to do it twice a week.
Mm.
So that's cool.
I suppose. And it keeps vampires away.
Well, not everyone loves the scent of garlic, but it's supposed to help with lingering bathroom smell.
Oh, the lingering smells. Like when Mac has cramps?
You could also supposedly crush up a few cloves, make garlic tea, and dump that in there to help with yellow stains. What bathroom are we talking about
Where
here?
Do you suppose
what
those
bathroom?
Yellow stains come from? I can't imagine.
Are we in a 1967 Texaco restroom? Is that what we're doing?
Welcome to south of the border.
Some people think it's a waste of garlic, and maybe you just need to clean your toilet more often.
I think so. Yeah, get yourself a Swisher.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. A viral hack claims that this is going to be something. No, that's the other story. Sorry about that. It's been a very, very interesting day. I apologize. Play the thing again.
There we are.
Do you struggle to drink enough water? Now, listen, we advertise one of the finest hydration multipliers, and it really helps me because prior to Liquid IV, and I'm not trying to give a gratuitous plug here, but I will tell you that I didn't drink enough water. But
you always struggled with it.
And you have to. You have to. If you're going to be outside in most areas of the country where the heat is horrible, you have to pay attention. Well, they say you're supposed to aim for 8 glasses a day, but you might fall a little short of that, closer to like 2. Mm. Do you hydrate, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, I drink water all day. And I don't, you know what? I don't drink alcohol at night anymore. So yeah. I drink water when I get home.
In a new survey, Gen Zers say they drink an average of 4 cups per day. Millennials drink 5, and both Gen Xers and Boomers drink 6. So why don't we drink more? 70% of people say they would drink more water if it tasted better.
At 8 glasses?
I am in that category.
It's just 64 ounces, right?
Yes.
And that's not that much water to get down.
But if you don't like drinking water, and I don't, I can get this. People were asked what their preferred water flavor would be. Blueberry was number one.
That's a dumb answer.
That is a dumb answer, and it's a surprising answer that blueberry is number one.
Were they just surveying in Maine?
I don't know.
Because I don't think that the blue. What's your favorite flavor of water, sir?
Blueberry. Lime was second, followed by strawberry, lemon, mango, and raspberry.
Okay, first of all, not mango, because I've said this before. Big mango gets their nose in everything. No one needs to have a mango. Lemon is all you need. Lemon is the strong one.
Well, sparkling water and other flavored waters, that's why they're popular, because they all have a little flavor, and that's what people want in their
blueberry.
Water. They want a little flavor.
Blueberry.
That's it.
A man who
previously spoke out about his sexual relationship with a car has revealed that he has dumped his old motor for a new set of wheels.
Oh.
Now, this is finally for you. A guy named Nathaniel, orange is a different Nathaniel.
That's a Bing Crosby reference. You don't know that.
He went viral after previously discussing his amorous relationship with his 1988 Chevy Monte Carlo.
That is a hot car.
He actually starred in a documentary back in 2012 where he shared his unusual relationship with his car, which he nicknamed Chase. I don't know why, but in a new series on TLC, My Strange Addiction, Nathaniel has said he's moved on and is currently in a friends with benefits relationship with a fleet of vehicles. He said he was searching for new lovers, which now he has essentially a fleet of.
Yeah.
However, one sleek, sexy black Lexus ES330 caught his eye, although he made it clear that his relationship with Lex is merely physical and nowhere near serious, like it was with Chase.
Yeah.
He calls Lex his baby girl. That is gross.
Good
and
for him.
Very good.
You know, I've never had a relationship with a car, but I did get my previous Subaru to flip over.
Very, very exciting. Yes. And you said to it as it was spinning in the middle of the Dulles Access Road.
Yes.
Who's a pretty girl? Who's a pretty girl?
Baby.
We'll take a break. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, the O'Maras are trying to de-harsh their communication. We'll have that for you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, are you looking for a new way to transition from on to off?
Yes.
After the workday that won't leave you with a hangover or feeling groggy in the morning? Enter Dadgrass, the federally legal CBD joints that feel like having a glass or two of wine, but not the whole bottle. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. And if you're not looking to toke, Dadgrass also offers gummies and tinctures, all the mellow goodness, no smoke required. And they all leave you in a euphoric mood.
Mm.
All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. All right, so last night, or it might have been the night before, I'm not quite sure, but we had a discussion when, as I mentioned to you, Rob, and I won't go into details about this, it's just been an upsetting week with not stuff related to my son and my wife and I, but outside things going on
just
that are a little problematic.
Yeah.
And my wife's been a little uptight because of this, and because of her uptightness, I have been uptight, and I think because of both of our uptightness, my son has been uptight. And one of the reasons that Carla and I have been together for 20 years is that Carla, and this is just the truth,
right,
is the toughest woman I know. She is the person that can handle me. And as both of you know more than any other humans on the face of the planet, besides my wife, handling me is a tall order. And I know that. I own it. I accept it. I get it. I was probably tough to deal with even before I started my career. And after I started my career, I got tougher. And the
Were
thing
you a
about,
problematic child?
No.
No, remember
no,
when
quite the opposite.
I met that gentleman that you, Mike, in his Annapolis days and had met him just at an event with his first wife.
That was when the radio career started.
Yeah, your first wife, and said,
Lily,
is he still prickly?
Prickly.
Yeah, but that's radio. I'm thinking about the young man in the sport jacket at Disneyland.
Young man in the young man was a pleaser. And,
okay.
And the young man was out to be... I had an older father, and I think you have a desire to please your older father. Oscar can probably relate to that. And so it wasn't there, but it was there when I experienced my childhood and got to college and then went on. But we've made a pact now that when anybody communicates in, and this is what I'm talking about, I will say something, where is your football jersey? It's in the car. And that, and we raise a hand now and we say, harsh, we don't do harsh.
Okay.
Or, for example, in the morning, Michael, you're going to be late. Get your shoes on now. I go, harsh, we're fine on time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be there. Or I say, you know, where, what, are we going to leave? Are we going to leave sometime in the next 10 minutes? We have to be harsh, hands up, harsh. That's what we're doing to try to combat what is kind of a steady stream of people that are, well, let's be honest, wound a little tighter than they need to be, and to mellow out. Now, I don't want to be completely passive, because if my son is acting out, or he's on the computer for more than 2 hours
right.
at night, and it's bedtime, and I get, Dad, we're almost done, I got to put the hammer down and say, no, that's it.
But
I have to do so in more of a chill way.
Yes.
No, I disagree, because I think that if you are less harsh on an ongoing basis, if you do raise your voice, if you do get harsh, it's going to carry more value because you're not always yelling like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example of where harshness does not apply.
All right.
Harshness does not apply to, you know, when I'm watching a football game, the dog runs into his crate, Michael leaves the room, and Carla goes into her office and just leaves me be.
Because of the harshness of the environment?
I want to work on, and by the way, I want to work on harshness with myself, too. I really do. I want to work on, when I'm playing the sport I love so much, of being chill, because I get a better result when I do that.
Yeah,
so I really want.
You are, as an overall disposition of you.
Yes.
You are just harsh.
I am.
He presents as harsh.
He's 90% harsh.
Yeah.
90%? Really?
I mean, look, I can name 3 or 4 people in my life that are like true assholes, and you're one of them. But
oh,
I love
no.
you. Like, you just are.
Oh, dear. Oh,
like, you get in your own way all the effing time.
Give me.
And then you realize it, and then you're sweet. But then at that point, it's too late.
Yeah, you know, 90 might be high. I think 75.
Rob. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
75 is high.
Well, yeah, but I think 90 is really overselling it. Mm. That would be like a guy that just goes outside and spits
on
people.
What's Oscar's percentage?
80.
That's fair. It's fair.
But Oscar and I both believe, to a degree, that you have to have a level of harshness to get things done.
Right.
Now, you put it to me, Oscar, because you're an a-hole, too.
Yeah. I'm
you
one of,
put
I
it to me
of,
that
I'm
getting my way, when in a business sense, I like things to be a certain way on the show. It's not necessarily all feathering my own nest.
No, it's there's. I would rather you feather your own nest than act like a complete.
No, but you're understanding when you go off on me, or you go off on somebody at Podville.
Yes,
you're doing it because you want things to be a certain way.
Correct.
So when you say that to me, well, yes, you're absolutely right. I own it completely.
Yeah.
I want things to be a certain way.
Yeah, but
what
but,
I don't want to do is incorporate it into other areas that don't require it. Does that make any sense?
It does. Well, perfect sense.
I agree. Like, there's only, I think we're all saying the same thing. You're, the majority of the time that you spend in your life on the air is a fraction of what you spend off air.
True.
Yes, absolutely.
So 79 minutes to the rest of your day.
But it also, I am mindful of the fact that there is an entertainment value. If I came in, if I was to come in on a show and say, hey, how are you? Well, I went down to the Home Depot and picked this up and a little thing. That wouldn't be very entertaining.
I understand that, but there are some
conflict sells, baby.
79 minutes. What are you doing the rest of your day?
The rest of my day.
What creates conflict then?
Usually, that's what I'm talking about. The
right.
home well, what, managing what a 10 year old.
Yeah, what are you selling there?
Yeah, I think you can remove the show from the equation. There. Wouldn't you say, Oscar?
I'm selling a cooperative and well behaved young man who I want to see excel to the highest possible level.
Structure.
Who I want to see exceed
I can buy
what
that.
I have achieved in my life.
Yeah.
I want for him.
Yeah.
And I believe he is a brighter student than I am. And I believe he may very well be a better athlete than I am. And I now want the best for him. And I also think his work ethic is better than mine as well. When I watch him, I'll give you a classic example. They run they do a circle around the football field in the 94 degree heat before every practice.
Mm-hmm.
He is not the fastest one on his team. He has never not been first on that lap because he sprints that lap, unlike the other football players that are out there. And we're going to practice the other day, and he wasn't feeling that well. He said, Dad, I'm a little tired. He said, I don't think I'm going to try to be first tonight. I said, well, Michael, you just run a good lap, and that's fine. Guess where he was? First.
Yeah.
Because it's in here. It's in his heart. Mm-hmm. That's the way he had. So if you talked about conflict, the majority of my conflict, when it's not involving something on the show, would be in the domicile. It wouldn't be out when I'm out, in public. I've really tried to, chill on that type of thing. But in Carla and my world, it's not something we even notice. But I'm sure people would notice it. If you were running a video camera on us,
my
you would
God,
say,
yeah.
why are they, well, you were here for a while.
Yeah.
We were, we get a little, Carl and I communicate that way.
When
you're
married for that number of years, you have a shorthand. You get to a shorthand of where you're at. And if that's the way you communicate, that's the way you communicate. However, I can see how it could be moderately upsetting to your son, and it needs to be, softened
it's
sometimes.
It's not upsetting to him as much as I don't want to see him behave. What are you smirking at?
Well, I just, if you already have a lot going against you between the optics of your marriage with Carla. And if you're barking orders at each other, two things can happen from the outside perspective. They're going to think that you're getting abused, or you're this ogre monster with this young wife that's trapped in this marriage.
So no matter what, someone's abusing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, I'm saving that for tomorrow. That's too much to unpack, you hump. That is way too much.
Oh, he loves it, though. He accused Carrie
trapped
of abusing me.
In a loveless marriage.
He accused Carrie
what
of abusing
he,
me, so that's
what,
fine. It's just what he does.
What he thinks about my world. Jesus Christ. Go have another sushi with a blowtorch or whatever the hell you ate down there. We will take a break, and I don't even know where we are in the show.
We
right
do the
now,
flip
Rob.
Side next.
Flip side next. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, I mean, he's back. He's back. We need it. We need that dynamic. We really do. Hey, there's a touch of fall in the air. I just saw Oscar Santana going out Apple picnic. Sure, he was buying iPhones, but still, it's nearly autumn. And even in the fall sun, you can still burn up like a matchstick. Beware, you need Dermglow. They've got the scoop on SunGuard, the most epic sunscreen in town. And that's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, the transformation is unreal. Hit up DermGlowSkin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global yes. delivery, and afterpay for your ease. Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card and be sure to tell them that announcer Johnny Gilbert sent you. This is Jeopardy. He's in his 90s.
Yes, he is.
Don't put your skin in jeopardy. Get some quality estheticianizing. Sim Salabim.
Let's flip it.
I don't know why you put that in there. That was going on. Jesus. Help me, Rhonda. What's going on? Sim Salabim.
I like to mix it up a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, did you see, we didn't cover it on the show, but I'm sure you saw in the news that a pilot had to abandon an F-35 jet and let it crash.
And a big controversy about where the plane
Surreal.
Ended up.
Exactly.
And all that. Right.
And Oscar was kind enough to forward this to me. He found an eyewitness, pretty much someone who lived near the crash, to describe what happened when the crash, you know, occurred, because it's a stunning thing. And I not exactly how I pictured it would go, but let's see what happens.
I was in the in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, solid between a screech and a whistle. I said, "What in the world is this?" And I heard a boom, then my whole house shook.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time, so he didn't call anybody.
That's it.
That's fascinating. There we are. Mac, are we having trouble with the video?
Yeah, that was my mistake. My apologies.
Oh, but we're okay. We
can keep
plodding along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So the Ring camera has added a new sort of layer to being watched all the time.
Oh,
you can know that if you're downtown, you're going to be watched. But even in your own home, like if you step outside to perhaps as a courtesy to fart outside.
This is the one I've been waiting for.
Now, I'd like for you to watch it and then we can analyze it.
I tried to open it on my computer and I couldn't open it.
Okay.
And, somebody sent it to me and I'd like to see how it went
down. So what we have is this guy farting and then playing back his Ring doorbell. But is it real?
Okay. All right. I can tell you what the... Is that him?
That's him watching it, yeah.
I think it might be real. I think it's real.
I think it might be real.
Okay.
Real.
All right, cool.
Because it's just when he leans back, I just. Can you do it one more time, please?
Yeah, can you rerun it back for me, please?
Yeah, that's too natural.
Yeah. The thing I thought it was sort of brave with white shorts.
You know, very quickly, when Carl and I were dating.
Yes.
And we were first becoming, you know, a real couple.
Yeah.
She would occasionally visit. First thing in the morning, I would walk outside, literally go outside. Because first thing in the morning, I wouldn't, you know, do that.
Yeah.
So
in my house, first thing in the morning, I'd come inside.
Do what?
Because I'm forced out to sleep outside.
Okay.
It didn't sound like that. Yeah, I didn't. I see how it sounded now.
I was like,
unfortunate.
What kind of show did this turn into when I left?
But I do believe.
When did we start just using that?
I believe that.
He really? The thing that's funny about it is he really made a mistake. He wasn't trying to say that.
I did. It was a badly phrased thing.
I thought we were still on the radio.
No, we are. And all I meant is I come inside. You know, once you're outside, you have to come inside.
I get it.
Right.
I understand it. That's great.
That was terrific.
That was fantastic.
So we got this hot breaking story from Jimmy Cerrito, Mike.
Oh, this is big Buffalo news here, folks.
Now, they are building a new stadium. I believe it is adjacent to the old Buffalo Stadium.
Yes, it's called the Estadio Olímpico.
It's not called that. All right. But somebody got in a little over his head. So let's take a peek and let's go Buffalo.
As police say yesterday around noon, just before the Bills game started, an ECC security officer was flagged down by someone who saw a naked man who had been inside a porta potty and had covered themselves in urine and feces.
Oh.
When security arrived on scene, the 29-year-old man ran away and headed toward the new stadium construction site. Police say that's when he scaled a fence located near Lot 4 and entered the restricted area. As he was running through the construction zone, he tripped and fell, got up, ran, and fell again, but this time into a giant 30-foot hole and needed to be rescued from it.
So that's what's going on in Buffalo.
Jimmy sent that along with, it wasn't me.
Yeah, then he said, no. Might have been me.
Yeah, might have
or
been.
Or a relative. Right. I don't know. Sure. But go anyway, Buffalo. Jimmy, thank you for, does he get the $1.06 this week?
Absolutely. For the news tip. $1.06 for the news tip of the week.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And let us close with this, Mike. A great audio clip from Dave Attell that I think it says a lot about relationships. See, Dave Attell doesn't have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend, but sometimes I like to pretend I do. I just stand in my apartment screaming, hey, no, 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 that's not what I said. No. I didn't say that. Excuse me. Put down the knife. Put it down. Put it easy.
Mike, that's all I have today. Easy.
I am really surprised that Dave Attell doesn't have a girlfriend.
Me too. I didn't know he was at Buffalo this Sunday.
Hey, that's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm beginning to see why your wife left you.
Where's the money?